What do you think people do who don't profess Christ?
Well, look at that idiot. That's probably what they say. Reading a book called Unchristian, it's more honest than that, to be honest with you. I calmed it down a little bit. See what I'm saying? Paul didn't do that, did he? Paul did this. I see how extremely religious you are by all of these idols that you have. And you know what? I noticed this one. It says, to an unknown God on it. That God I profess to you as knowing in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you hear the difference? I see how religious you are. And that which you worship as unknown, I proclaim to you known in Jesus Christ. You see, Paul didn't condemn. He didn't stand on a street corner saying, you're going to hell, you need Jesus. He says, man, you're a religious people. You are a religious people. And that which you proclaim as unknown, that God I proclaim, the maker of all of these idols. The maker of you, the maker of all that is, I proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. Do you hear how he does that? So, is Christianity the only way? Well, I hate to do this to you, but yes and no. Think through this with me. No, in that there are people all about the globe wanting and doing their best to learn about God, using the information that they have available to them. It's these folks that we need to listen and learn and share. Yes, however, in that Jesus Christ is unique. You hear what I'm saying? He is the only one. He is the one that God spoke into existence as an example for us to live by, and the one who redeems us in our relationship with God. Christ gives us all that we need. Paul says it wonderfully when he says, in him we live and move and have our being. So do you hear what I'm saying this morning? There are people out there that want and would literally, folks, die to have what you and I have here. I'm not talking about lifestyle. I'm talking about the Word of God. I'm talking about knowing who God is. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. When is the last time you have put your life on the line for Jesus? When is the last time? Men, they say this is what turns us on more than anything is adventure, putting our life on the line, right? That's why so many men are joining Islam. They put their life on the line for their faith. When is the last time that we have put our life on the line for Jesus Christ? When? Maybe we need to start putting our life on the line for Jesus Christ. How about that? Can I get an amen on that? Baby steps, right? Maybe we should start. If we act like it's important to us, maybe those who don't know the love of Jesus Christ will stand up and take notice. Amen? Let's pray. Dear God, we give you thanks and praise for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness through Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, that if we choose to, right now, we can accept Jesus as the Lord and leader of our life. We thank you for that great honor. And we ask, Lord, that through you, we have enough guts to put our lives on the line for you. We pray, God, that this week we may step outside of our comfort zone in your name, proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray.